Welcome back, Ramblers. I'm Fatima, your makeup lover, cheese enthusiast, and tea speller.
And I'm Ricardo, a trapeze artist, musician, humanitarian, shoe designer, and
so much more.
And this is
Interrupted Rambling.
Stick around and see what made Fatima say this.
Excuse me, but I won the lottery, not the charity.
And hear Ricardo say this. I literally was at a loss for words. I was far away and I was wearing my mask, but my mouth was like agape.
Today's episode is the one about securing the bag, sis.
Secure the bag!
Secure the bag!
So how do you secure the bag?
I work, man. Work. I gotta work.
Work, work, work. Rihanna once said.
Yes. Work. Exactly.
And you want to be like, what? Fifth Harmony?
I don't gotta work.
Work from home.
I don't know. I don't know the music. I was like, wait, what? I think I've heard a few.
But which song were you singing?
That one.
Which one?
From home? Yeah, I don't know.
Said, I don't want. And then you did the movement? What? Work from home, bitch.
Oh, work from home.
Anyways.
No, not even that. No? I just don't want work no more. Work? I'm tired. I'm tired.
I'm sick and tired of these broken promises.
There you go.
Okay, so you work?
Yeah. One job.
One job. You have one
full
job.
Full time.
You have one job.
One job. No, I have multiple jobs in that one job.
Multiple hats? I have a job too. But it's like, I didn't tell you the story.
What?
That just reminded me. I had this, somebody challenging my bag.
Challenge
not, you. No, challenge
me. A ver.
Who yeah, does it better?
Who does it better, you or me? A ver.
No, but I had a Karen come to my job recently. And it was such a funny interaction. I was shooketh. Because
you couldn't believe what you were experiencing, Karen moment, that you didn't know. You were like, oh my, you were excited.
I was too stunned to speak. But what's it called? At my job, the restrooms are closed. So there's no public restrooms, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a sign for it, you know, anyways. This lady bought something, and then she comes back, and she's like, I really need to use the restroom. I'm like, I'm sorry, restrooms are closed. She's like, you don't understand. I really need to use the restroom. And I was like, okay. I'm like, I'm so sorry. They're closed, you know? Anyways, she's like, what? Where am I supposed to go then? So I told her the nearest public restroom. I'm like, there's this one, you know, a few blocks away. Or I'm like, any other place that has dine-in, you know, where you can eat, sit down and eat, they should have an open
restroom.
Right? So she leaves and I help the customer that was waiting at the register, you know, like he was there. So I help him, you know, whatever. And then a few minutes go by. And she comes back, the lady, and she is, I was in another area, but I kind of heard it. She's like, I need to talk to a manager. Karen, you know, I need to talk to a manager. And one of my supervisors was there, so she's talking to him, and like, I can kind of hear it a little bit, you know? So what I hear is the whole situation, you know, of like, that she needed to use the restroom. And we didn't have one, you know. So my supervisor basically told her the same thing I did, you know, that we don't have any open restrooms because we are not dining, you know, right now. Everything's to go. So this bitch sees that she's not getting her way. So guess what she says?
I'm never coming back here.
No.
I'm calling the police.
I'm calling the police. No, she's like, well, he was very rude about it. Meaning me. And I was like, what? No way. Because, like, sometimes, you know, like, sometimes you can be short with people without knowing it, you know? But I, at that point, I remembered it pretty well. Like, our
interaction.
It had only happened, like, 5 minutes before, you know? Less than that, maybe. And I was like, there was no hint of me being rude, you know? Mm-hmm. At all. Like, nothing. So, I'm still kind of far away, but I'm hearing stuff, you know? And guess what happened next?
What?
The customer that was there at the beginning of the first interaction when that happened, he heard her say that. He was like, uh-uh. He actually wasn't rude at all. And I was like, what? I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. So yeah, she just stormed off and left. But I was like,
After he said that,
yeah, she just stormed off and left. But I'm like, if he wasn't there,
he would have taken her word for it.
Yeah, right. Like, they would have believed her. Maybe, I don't know. But they might have believed her and been like, Ricardo was a rude ass bitch to this lady that wanted to use the restroom. Que tenía chorro, you know, porque compró pastel de ahí. Shut up. But you know, like, it was funny that I'm like, first of all, I couldn't believe that she said that, you know, that I was rude. Like, I literally was at a loss for words. I was far away and I was wearing my mask, but my mouth was like agape. You know, it was like, I was like, this motherfucker really said that? Since she saw that it wasn't going her way, you know? But yeah, I was lucky that guy was there. He basically.
So what was he still? He was waiting for his order.
Yeah, he was waiting for his order. Because oh, nice. She literally, I think she went next door to the place next door and used that restroom. But she came back, like, literally, like, less than 5 minutes. But I was just, like, shook it. I'm like, oh, my God, this be, like, really? I don't experience that much, you know, like, rude customers in general. Uh-huh. So when they happen, sometimes I'm, like, I get taken aback. Because, like, you see videos, you know, and, like,
you see how scenarios, like, what would I do? And you still don't do shit.
Yeah. This time I was literally shocked and I was like, because what could I say, you know, like, do I go up to them while they're having this conversation and be like, no, I wasn't rude to you. No, like, I don't know. I think it would have done more harm than good if I went up there. So
it's cause,
I was glad that he was there, you know.
It's because I think with that, it has to do with the company itself. Mm-hmm. Like, they give a lot of, like, the customer's always right, which it really sucks, honestly, uh-huh. Because that mindset that the customer's always right, I don't think it should apply at all times.
And I think for the most part now, like, managers, owners in general, supervisors, you know, me, myself, being a supervisor, like, I know how customers can be very, I don't want to say picky, not, like, very particular.
Extreme.
And they can dramatize things.
Yeah.
So I, whenever I get, like, a second, like, I get a message given to me, like, I always take it with a grain of salt. And I hope everybody else does, too, you know, because they know now. I feel like it's something that is universally known.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But because they fear of losing the customer, oftentimes they bend and they
bend to their rules to their needs and wants, whatever it is. But it honestly sucks because it's like you as a worker who's been working there, and they hired you for a reason because, mm-hmm. you know,
you didn't gave need them, a worker.
Besides that, you know, obviously they did a thorough investigation uh-huh. and saw that you were worthy of the job or whatever, but they end up, like, questioning uh-huh. their own employees or not taking their side. Uh-huh. When it's, like, first of all, you're seeing that someone came up really aggressively talking smack about an employee mm-hmm. that you have worked.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking right now generalized. You're not talking about me.
And, like, and you've uh-huh. known longer in their work ethic, and you've seen that there has never been an issue mm-hmm. about attitude or... I would understand, like, if... several customers would say, oh, the attitude of the so-and-so, and, like, constant, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. well, it's, maybe it is a worker, yeah. but if it's, like, a first time, it's, like, you can't just, like, take the customer side,
for it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. and, like, basically, what is it, bend over for them,
yeah.
and be like, oh, whatever you need, and this and that, and it's, like, no, because, you know, the business, and you need to back up your employees, because mm-hmm. then... later the employees are going to realize that you didn't back them up, so then they're going to end up, like, either quitting or whatever it is. I don't know. It's just, and especially nowadays, in which a lot of people are actually quitting their jobs like crazy because mm-hmm. they don't like management. And, you know, at that point I'm like, that's good that, you know, people are actually standing up for themselves mm-hmm. and saying, like, I'm worth more, like, this mm-hmm. this isn't worth my time, you know. And
it's a record number of people quitting their jobs mm-hmm. and, like, there's a reason for it. Multiple reasons, I mean.
Right? Yeah.
Behind that. And that's one of them, I would think so.
I think so,
too. They don't feel valued.
Yeah, and exactly. And then sometimes it's either valued by the company itself and or terrible management, mm-hmm. you know? And I think management's a really big one because it speaks, like, you know, if your employee, so your subordinates are just not
happy,
they will all quit. And mm-hmm. then who is it going to fall on? and then the manager, obviously. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's crazy.
I was just shocked. Like I said, it was a funny interaction. And I don't want to say like I was completely happy with the outcome, because like.
And what did the manager say?
Oh, he's like, I know you weren't rude to her, but it's one of those things where like.
That's it.
Yeah, because that was the end of the interaction. Like I said, when the other customer basically contradicted her, she left. You know, there was no more,
right?
You know, altercation, not even conversation anymore, you know? He knew, so and it's one of those things, I didn't go out of my way, I didn't make up a rule just for her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was, and like I said, my tone was never rude, never short with her at all, so... I was just shocked, you know, because, like, what if that customer wasn't there? What if I wasn't there, you know, like, and heard all this whole thing? Like, it's one of those things where, like, I've said this multiple times. I'm a warrior. I worry about things all the time. And I feel like that when people deal with your livelihood, which is your job, no matter how small or big the incident is, I think it contributes to things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was just, like I said, it just took me by surprise that I the audacity that she had to lie about it, you know? I was like, woo! But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. Can we go back to the topic? I was going to ask you, did you grow up with an allowance?
No, I grew up working.
Working? Oh, yeah, child labor, I forget.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was doing child labor. Because I've been working since I was 8 years old. And that's, I think, true. I talked about this in a previous podcast. But allowance, I think I was getting money, but I wasn't allowed is not the word. It was more like my mom, if I would go to the store and want chips, she's like, why do you want chips? We have chips at the house. But not, and it, because I worked in an ice cream truck, so we had chips, like all sorts of chips, ice cream, candies, all of this. So when I would go to the store, I was like, oh, I want a bag of chips. She's like, why do you want chips? We have chips at the house, because we buy chips, like by the dozen and stuff. Mm-hmm. So then I got to a point where I'm like, why do I want money if I cannot spend it? So then later I would be in my house like, who wants money? Literally, I would give my money away. And my brother would be like, I want it. Because he'd go buy Pokemon cards. Yeah, my older brother. Older,
right? Yeah.
So he'd take it and I was like, here, I can't spend it anyways because whatever I want, I can't because I have it at home. And I wanted candy. I wanted stuff like that. Right. And I couldn't.
You never wanted like toys or like.
When I started getting a bit older than the Bratz.
Not even Barbie's. Bratz is your hood.
Barbie can suck it. Yeah. Anyways.
She probably has. Oh no, Ken doesn't have one.
Well, his. Anyways. So I was Bratz and stuff, and then there's this store called GTM.
I don't know. What is
Gym. That? No, I'm just kidding. No, it's like, so they buy, they sell stuff that you can find at Costco, but for much cheaper.
Oh.
So, like, if Costco buys,
does that still exist?
Yeah, there's one in Lemon Grove.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay. And then there's one in, well, anyways.
So you would go there?
Yeah, so we went into that one in particular, and they had, like, a Bratz prom, like, set. And I love Bratz. So I had the collection, I had the car, and I was, like, trying to, you know.
Yeah, collect them all.
Collect them all. And I still have my dolls.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, I have them.
At your mom's house?
No, I have them here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I've never seen them.
Oh, you hide them? No, I have them. So anyways.
Are they in the box or outside the box?
So they're outside. I would play with these bitches. Okay. I dress them up.
Yeah, like, I know.
Yeah.
I just have a friend. She's very into Star Wars, and she has two kids. I think I told you before.
Oh, yeah. But she doesn't open them, right?
Well, this is the thing. The ones that are, like, collectibles in a way, she doesn't open. So they have, like, maybe, like, I don't know if I'm exaggerating, but maybe, like, 50 that are on boxes. And then, like, Lego sets of Star Wars and all that stuff, like, they open them.
Oh.
But, like, the figurines, the action figures, those are all in their box. And I'm like, this bitch, let them play with it.
her
kids are now like teenagers though, so they don't care probably anymore.
I would play with them. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Anyway, so I went to the GTM and I remember it would cost $60, like the set back
then.
The whole set.
What did the set include?
So it was like the
You said prom?
It was a prom thing. Okay. So it was like like backstage, and you can put the makeup on. You can't put real makeup, but it was just like the plastic one that looks like makeup. Yeah. So you'd put that on and like dress them up or whatever. And then the front stage, it was like kind of like a catwalk kind of thing.
Are you sure it was prom?
Yeah.
Was it like a fashion show? That seems more
like a fashion show. No, it wasn't a fashion show. It was a prom.
Oh, okay. It's a catwalk on prom. That seems weird.
So then you would put them in the... here it is. Look it. Let me show you a picture.
Look it.
Look it. It was this. Oh, it's like a video, but that.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's prom. This was it. Yeah, that's prom.
So it was prom, and...
He's wearing that tuxedo. I don't know
if you guys can see it, but anyways. Yeah, so I actually had...
Oh, is that...
I had both of them. No, these are boys.
Oh, wait, what?
And these are girls and boys. Wait, someone on that one. It's a boy.
I thought he was wearing ponytails.
I think I have him. Anyways, and I had him with, like, the outfit, and then the speakers, and you would connect the speakers to anything, and then it would play music.
Yeah.
And then this little runway kind, you would put them, and then you'd play, and then they'll, like, dance around and stuff.
They would move by themselves?
Well, the thing.
With the
So you put their feet on some little plastic disc, and then you place it on this. It's cool. Like a conveyor belt, basically, and it'll bring them around and stuff. And on the back of it, it was... See, it was that. It was, like, a little... backstage area where they chain and stuff, and I think it came with the doll, and I still have this outfit.
Oh wow!
The shirt, this shirt is so pretty, but
it's very Tyra.
Yeah, I know.
Formal funk.
Ooh. Formal funk, yeah. Runway disco, and this was a box. Like I swear, like so I was there, and it was like $60. And I saw it, and I was like, I need to get it now. So I was so, like, this is, like, ingrained in my freaking head.
Is that a core memory?
It's a fucking core memory. It was, like, my big girl purchase.
Uh-huh.
$60 back then?
Yeah.
Like,
and how old
even you? Now. Yeah. I was in elementary. I don't know. Okay. I don't remember how old big it was. Big girl purchase. But it was a big girl, my first big girl purchase. Mm-hmm. So I went to the register. I put my box there, and I paid in cash money. And the lady's like, oh, this is, I was like, here you go. And I was, I was making it rain. I was so proud of myself. I was like, yeah. And then from there, and I want to get the limo because it was like a set, but I never got the limo. I have the convertible car. But the convertible car thing, I got it like at a garage sale or something like that.
You could probably still find that limo.
You know what? When I moved into Sergio's parents' house, it's so funny. They had because I had it. The car, it was like a blue convertible car. They had it there, and I was like, hey, this is a Bratz doll car. Uh-huh. Like, I have this shit. And he's like, no, this is like a collectible. And I was like,
a Corvette?
And I was like, I looked at him and I started cracking up, and I'm like, your parents think it's a what? And I'm like, no, this is a Barbie, like a Bratz car.
You turn it around and it's like, Bratz, girls for life. Or what is the slogan?
Yeah, I don't remember. But
girls for fashion?
Because I told him, you put batteries in it and it has a radio in there. God. And you can switch to the radio channel.
No way. Are you serious?
There's a button and you would have to click it.
So much technology. Oh, wow.
And it would switch to like the major channels.
Really?
So you would just click on it and it'll go to the channel. And I'm like, yeah. I would put that on, and I'm like, this is a doll's car. Uh-huh. It's not a convert. It's not a collectible car. He goes, well, my mom always said it was, and I was like, it's not. And then peep this, man. It was missing a door. So I was like, how is this? This has no value. Even if it was a collectible, it's missing a door. And I think they still have it. And I told him, I was like, look, I have this, I don't think I have it anymore. But, like, I showed him a picture. And I was like, it's a... Like, you can't tell me it's not rad.
I had that.
So I was like, no. I'm like... I just thought that was funny. Anyway, so that was my big girl purchase. But, yeah, like, I've always worked. So, I guess I would get paid. But then my allowance... I wouldn't call allowance. But then I stopped getting paid. Because my mom noticed. Or she was like, I'm not going to give you any money because you're just giving it to your brother.
Oh, okay.
So I just didn't really get paid anymore. No. Even in, like, I worked all throughout, like, high school and stuff. And then after high school, I had my own truck for a while.
Money?
No.
Just pocketing the extra
pretty
cash.
Much, yeah. I think she would give me some, but, like, I mean.
Okay, so for example.
Whatever.
Because I was going to say, I didn't get an allowance, but like when you went to high school, did you get like anything to buy lunch, or you got free lunch?
Free lunch.
But you never wanted like Cheetos. You
no, but wanted... I would. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I think car. I had.
That's true. You're a little.
No, but that was like after high school. That was like college. Okay. No, but I'm saying I think my mom would give me like 10, 20 bucks, or like I would just ask and they would give me, but like I would never really ask. Besides that, like back then the hot chips were like a dollar, like everything was a dollar. So I would just ask for like $2 or whatever, and but I would get lunch from school. Yeah. So.
Because I was always, like, apprehensive about asking for money. Even, like, bus money. Because, like, I didn't drive my first semester of college, I think. Must have been maybe two semesters. Maybe, definitely one semester, though. I didn't drive, so, like, I had to take the bus to go to college, right? Because high school, I would take the school bus. And at that point, I think the bus was, like, $2. And I'm like... I feel bad asking my mom for $2.
Yeah.
Just to ride the bus. A necessity, literally. You know what I mean? But I feel bad. So sometimes I would walk. Walk from school, and it would be like an hour and a half walk. I know.
Skinty.
Skinty legend? I feel like that's why I have good calves.
Really?
Like, you might not see them, but I think I do have relatively good calves because, like, I would walk a lot. Like, and that's why I'm so dark, too. Because I would walk a lot and be in the sun, you know? But yeah, I would not like asking my mom for money. I felt weird.
For me, I didn't really see a necessity to asking my parents for money. Because I was like, I mean, yeah, I'd never really asked them for anything. I mean, and back then, like, my mom would buy, like, she would go thrift store shopping a lot. And, like, I didn't really care about the clothes. Because she would buy me my clothes from there. And I was like, okay, whatever, it is what it is. Because I think there was a time, and I think it was during, like, the, what is it, the recession or the...
2008?
Yeah, where, like, I noticed my dad, like, that was, like, tough.
Yeah, same.
Because, like...
We're the same age, basically, right?
Yeah. Yeah, And, like, there was, I remember this one Christmas that we didn't really, we never asked for anything, because I would see my dad, like, I would wake up, like, at midnight or, like, really late to, like, you know, to use the bathroom, and I noticed the light on, so I would go see, and he would be, like, on the couch, just, like... I see, and like it broke me, and I was like, my dad's like literally losing sleep, or like just the stress of everything. So like that, I think it was that Christmas that we didn't like ask anything, we didn't expect anything, and like my parents, like they still, like gave us a gift, and it was like, and it wasn't like things we wanted because we didn't ask anything, right? So they gave us like a rolling backpack. Rechargeable batteries and like socks and stuff, so like it wasn't how could like things we would have said we wanted, but they still managed to like at least give us something, and that's also like embedded in me. And I'm just like, I remember that, like that was that Christmas. And the thing here is, we had gone to like a Christmas party, and they obviously all the kids opened their presents and stuff, and we're just watching, you know, and like we weren't like envious or anything, but like I just like. Like, yeah, you know, like, my dad, you know, we know that if he could, he would. Because there was other Christmases in which, like, they would actually get us, like, a lot. Like, karaoke and, like, anything we wanted and stuff. And then that just Christmas, like, we couldn't because of that reason. So, but they still managed to get us something. And we were just really, like, appreciative. I fucking used that backpack. And this was in elementary school.
Yeah.
I remember. And I used that backpack until it had no more use.
No more use?
Yeah, like, there's holes everywhere.
It wasn't rolling anymore, it was being dragged.
For real.
Oh my god. So, yeah. How do you think that affected your... Oh my god, I sound like a psychologist.
It's fine.
How do you think that affected your relationship with money now?
Next podcast.
To my resume?
Yeah. How'd that affect me and what?
That relationship with money did affect... how you are now, like what is your relationship with money now? Like, do you have this mentality of like not really needing to spend it on like?
No, I spend money
now. Okay, so it's completely changed.
It is, but I first make sure I pay what I need.
So do you have a budget? Is that what you're saying, or no. Like you pay the necessities first?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I make enough to pay what I need. Like, my bills, personal bills that I have, like, I you know, I paid them off on time and your bills, everything. Bills.
Telephone bills.
Yep, exactly. Uh-huh. All that stuff. And then after, you know, if I need to spend, need. You just spend need. It? If
no,
I
need. Okay, define need.
You know, be like, oh, I want that. No. No, but I kind of like have myself. No, I'm trying to see like recently, like my big like, purchase.
What do you spend most money on? Most of your money on, other than the bills, because we already established that. Like if you have to say makeup, food, transportation,
food. It's because lately, well, I mean, I've been working so much like, that I don't like, need, like, food, lunch, like, at work.
Yeah, like, not food that you cook, food that you're eating, like, fast food or, yeah. Like, restaurant food or food.
Now,
that
yes, especially, for. Like, for work. Like, for mm-hmm. lunch, I go out and eat because I come home and I'm freaking exhausted. I don't mm-hmm. have time or energy mm-hmm. to cook a meal.
Visual representation, if you guys seen the video.
Yeah, I got a few pounds on me.
The exhausted part, that's what I was saying.
Both is so funny. There's no shame. Honestly, I don't give a... Okay. I mean, because it is what it is. I mean, anyways. You know what?
Sorry for interrupting.
I'm living a happy life, okay? Yeah. So, anyways. So it'd be mainly, like, food. Uh-huh. And then, obviously, like, I try to, like, I don't want to say budget, but I try to, like, keep in mind already how much I've spent. And then I'm like, okay, I need to, like, cut it. So, like.
Girl, you need to cut it.
Cut it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I'm like, okay, I stop. And then, you know. But it's just, like, random. I don't want to say random. Uh-huh. It's just, like, I'll be like, oh, my, I need this. So I'll order on Amazon. Like that. And then
you
I,
don't double think it. Or you do.
Not really. No. I did buy like the Dyson Airwrap that was like $600.
Oh, I saw a video. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I returned it because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it doesn't work for my hair. But then now I'm seeing like reviews and like how to do it. I'm like, it didn't maybe
work. I didn't know how to work it.
Yes, because I think I only used it like 2 times and I was like, oh, I'm done with this. Like, I don't want to bother. But then it's something that you just have to keep trying. So now I'm debating, should I repurchase it and then try it?
I say no, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying no either. Because I have the rub, I have the other one, but I feel like mm-hmm. it does damage my hair. And, you know, so it's just for that reason, like, I don't want to damage my hair. So mm-hmm. And the Dyson is really good for reducing damage. Uh-huh. So I was like, maybe I'll buy it. But I think at this point, I'm just going to save up my points, either my credit card points or my Ulta points. And then maybe I can get it for free.
Maybe.
I'm putting quotes because technically you're spending money to receive points.
Yeah, like Starbucks. That fucking Starbucks. Like, you know, you get the Star Wars rewards.
What? Starbucks is another big one lately.
That you're eating a lot or drinking a lot?
Yeah, just like reload. And now I'm just like,
$25, okay. $25, it adds up.
$10, actually. I do $10. No, I do $10. Oh, God. But it doesn't, it's the same fucking shit because I'm like, okay, I need, reload. One day it's like $10 already.
Yeah.
So, right now, what I'm trying to do, I'm like, no Starbucks. So, that kind of, you know, helps or whatever. But I want to say that's mainly it. Or, like, I don't know. It's just stuff that, like, I really want. I, like, wait for it.
Wait. But what do you mean, really want? Cause,
like, boots. Like, my Doc Martens. Okay, they're, like, $160. And I'm like, I want them. So, I went and bought them.
Okay, but, once again, I need clarification in this.
Okay.
And because this is my way of thinking, so I want to know if it's your way of thinking. When you say you really want them, does this mean that you saw them once, like, 3 months ago, and you're like, those are really cool, I want to buy them? Or is it something that you saw that day, and you're like, oh, this is really cool, I'm buying it now?
More on the 3 months kind of thing.
Okay.
But so I'm more like, I see it, and I was like, I'm going to get me some. But then I just, like, wait. But then sometimes I'm like, I'm just gonna go get them now. And I'll go get them. But then.
So you are impulsive sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. But then I think about it because, like, for example, no, it's because they. Okay, watch.
That's like the opposite. Okay,
no, hold on. Hold on. Okay, hold up. Shoes. $160 for boots is the most expensive shoes I bought. Before I got those, the most expensive were, like, Vans, which were, like, $60-$70. Mm-hmm. Those were... And, like, when I want to go get, like, running shoes, I don't run. Just to casually walk by. Okay. or lounge in my couch with my new shoes on, my running shoes. Like, I see the prices for those, and they're like $160, you know, like super expensive. I'm like, dang, you know, I'm not going to buy shoes that expensive. I bought Doc Martens for $160. But oh, the thing is, I see, like, reasoning behind it. I'm like, okay, Doc Martens are more, like, durable, yeah, more resistant. I think they're worth the $160.
Some people call them an investment, but I don't know if I would call them that. But
well, I've done research, and people say that they're not the same shoes as they were once. Like, they change and stuff over time. But, like, I see it, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm looking at them right now. So, I see them, and I'm like, okay, I the material
girl. Sorry. Everyone's going to be so annoyed with me just, like, interrupting. Like, every 3 seconds. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Go. I challenge you. I'm just kidding. So, I'm like, okay, so that, I think it's worth the equivalent of $160. Uh-huh. Do I think that's pricey? Yes. And then I did say, I was about to get two pairs that day, okay? But I stopped myself. I was like, no.
Oh, so you have self-control.
I have self-control. Because I wanted to get some white ones. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? No, let me just get the black ones first, okay? Yeah, and yeah. I got them. And I was like, next month I'll get my white ones. Mm-hmm. Am I going to get them? I don't know. But now I'm thinking about it. But anyway, so I'm just thinking about it. I'm not going to do it. But anyway, so like running shoes, I'm just like, eso se gastan más rápido. So I was like, I'm not going to spend $160 on running shoes. Don't run. Oh, sweetheart, I don't run, but I walk. No, but I just, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just like, I don't know, I just think $160 for running shoes. Well, the material is just not it.
I stopped myself, though. I stopped it. Material shoes. Because every single time, not every single time, when you mentioned, what was it, $160, that's how much they were. I have never in a million years thought about even buying something that's $160 shoes-wise, right?
Neither.
But this is the thing. You said, like, Vans $60, that to me still fucking not. The most expensive shoes I've ever bought to myself.
Or you can just say the shoes I bought.
I purchased for myself were $50.
Okay.
And, like, for me, the thing is, like, they're still brand name shoes. They're still Nike, Adidas. What other shoes?
Reebok.
I don't have Reebok. But, you know those. Mm-hmm. I just found them on Special.
Yeah.
Ross. And, like, Shaws, you know?
I have shoes that I found. But sometimes they're shoes that, like...
Even my Doc Martens. I told you how much I got them for, right?
Mm-hmm.
$40.
But you didn't even wear them. Because you got it too big.
They're just because they were in clearance. They're one size bigger, so if I wear like double socks, they might fit me well. I've worn them like twice, but you know, yeah, I know what you mean. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
Yeah. Same.
You buy your shoes like that.
Yeah, but like there's some. Yeah, I try to like I go to Ross or Marshalls or whatever, and I found like running shoes, but then some like now they're just not what I'm looking for. Uh-huh. Like there's a certain kind of material that I like, but yeah, it's just I don't know. It's just $160 is pretty steep for shoes, but I'm content with my purchase.
Okay. I want to compare notes now. Then
okay,
shoes average price. What is the top that you would pay? Other than this, this is an outlier, right? The Doc Martens.
Yeah.
So like, what would it be?
I wanna say like the highest I'd
be. Not the highest, like an average. Like what you do in average.
Like 60 maybe?
Okay, 60?
Yeah.
For me it would be like 40, 45. Mm-hmm. Shirts.
Oh, shirts.
Like an average.
An average?
Without the outliers.
Well, I usually like raw, so they're like $12.
Okay, that's the average.
Something
that's
like good. That, yeah.
Mine shirts are a little bit more because if I buy button downs, they're a little bit more pricey. So like $20.
Is that a lot? 20 for me, I'm like
$20
for a shirt. Yeah,
I'd be like, really?
Yeah.
But sure, like I wear.
But then here, this bitch coming. I spent like $65 on this one.
On Disneyland. Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, this shirt. Oh, I love this shirt. It's got Stitch on it. I fucking love this motherfucker. I love this shirt. So I was like, boom. I saw it and I went, I want it.
I got it. Okay.
Literally.
But that's an outlier.
Yeah. And then like, Universal Studios, I got me my Ravenclaw sweater.
And that was expensive
too. And I even bought Sergio one. Pop.
And that was expensive too, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 60 something like that. Yeah.
Pants.
Oh, pants. See, I get my pants from Old Navy during Black Friday when they're like 50% off. So technically, they come out to like less than $20.
Okay.
20.
I was going to say, yeah, that's the same for me. 20. 20. Okay, cool.
What, and then Ross, they're like even cheaper.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Socks. Costco, I get my pack for $10. Like,
are they good?
8-7 socks. They're my, well, Sergio calls color? Them baby socks, but they're like these socks, and I think they're pretty.
Wait, why are they baby?
Because
they're when, colorful or what?
No, because when you put them in the dryer, they shrink like this. Oh, they shrink. Oh, but they expand.
But they look thick.
Yeah, they're good quality, material. And they're like $9 when they're on sale.
Because I feel like I realized that just recently. I have a whole bunch of like cheap socks. They're I had like a speech impediment for a second. They're super thin. And I'm like, I don't like these socks. Why did I buy them? Just because they were cheap? You know, I'm like, no, I'm just going to buy thicker socks. So I did, you know? But what's it called? That's a thing for me. That's a bad thing for me. If we stick with the clothing thing, if I see something that's like a quote-unquote good deal, even sometimes, even if it doesn't fit me, I need to buy it. You know what I mean? Like, the temptation is too much.
For
you
know me, what I mean? Yeah, I don't
like buy... Like, I'm getting a good deal. I have to buy it. Go
ahead. Yeah. No, for clothing-wise, it can be free. I wouldn't get it.
If you don't like it.
It's what do you mean? More because of, like, I know I'm on the chunkier side. So, for me, I'm just self-conscious of, like, sometimes, like, I'll put it, like...
Self-conscious.
Yeah.
No, it's self-conscious.
So
that's what you're supposed to say now.
Conscious?
Self-conscious.
Conscious? What the fuck is conscious?
Conscious.
Conscious. Anyway, so like I see, I'm like, oh, it's a cute shirt. So when I go try it on, I'm like, I just hate how it looks.
Really? So is that every single time though?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I've been to Ross and bought like clothes in like 4 months. But for that same reason, because I'm just like, I just don't like how it looks. So I like, I'll have clothes, and then like before I even go to the checkout, I like say, no, and I put everything back, and I don't end up buying anything. Because then in
that's
my head,
so,
I'm like,
no, that's so
what
you.
If,
that's
what
so
if
you.
I lose weight? What if I gain weight? And I'm just like, you know what? I'd rather just not buy any clothes because
oh my God.
I can use my
and
money
I'm,
for food.
And I'm the opposite. Like I think about it still. I think a lot about like clothes sometimes. Like, should I buy a shirt or not? But I still have a whole bunch. You saw my closet.
Yeah.
It's crazy how many clothes I have. I literally probably could go at least half a year wearing a different shirt. And I wouldn't, you know, repetirlo.
Oh, that's crazy. No, I repeat my clothes.
That's crazy though, right? You repeat your clothes? Yeah. I still repeat them. Like, if something fits me. Right now, especially. I'm going to use a word.
For me, I'm just like... I have clothes that it's, like, more than 4 years, but they still fit me. But, like, I've used it so many times and stuff that, like, when I go out, I'm like, I've already worn this. And I
Somebody
get...
Already
I,
saw me in this.
No, it's not like that. It's just, like, I already worn this. Like, I don't have any new, fresh clothes.
Oh.
In which I'm just, like, you know when you wear, like, a new fit? You're like, ooh, look at me. You know? Like, I don't have that feeling.
Not yet.
And then I'm just, like, hurt. Like,
because you stop yourself.
Yeah.
Like you said, you stop yourself from buying it.
Yeah.
So you're in your own worst enemy.
Or I'm saving myself money.
Oh, you're saving yourself
money.
To
buy better things, like $160 shoes.
So, okay. So what don't you mind splurging on then? Impulse buys?
I guess.
Because, like, for example, for me... Buying a, like I said, the most expensive shoes I bought are like 50. The most expensive, up until recently, the most expensive jacket I ever bought was...
Yonsei.
Yeah. Before that, it was like maybe 60, a jacket, which I think jackets are more expensive than like, you know, shirts and pants, right? So it's expected. But Beyonce, one of her jackets, the rodeo ones, on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. What is it? It is not Richard. there's a picture of it. The purple one with cow print. That shit was $200. And I was like really, really debating.
He wore it with the tag on because he was still debating if she was going to return it.
You're exposing me, Bucky, bitch. I actually think he still has the tag on. But I can't return
it. It's fine, because then people be like, oh, you just bought it.
Yeah, I just bought it. So that shit was $200. Yeah. So before then, I've never bought anything close to that, you know? But it was one of those things, and I think it was your fault mostly, because you're like, it's okay, it's a one-time thing, you know? And yeah. I was like, yeah, you're right.
But and you work hard, so like, enjoy it. You love Beyonce.
And I love Beyonce.
She made that for you.
Exactly. It had Ricardo written all over it. Yeah. Anyways, see, that's my that's what I struggle with the most, because like sometimes, not the most, but you know, but I'm being dramatic here, but because I'm so adamant about not buying clothes, shoes, things that I can use multiple times that are so expensive. But when it comes time to food, which is a one-time thing, I'm going to eat it in what, 10, 15 minutes. I can spend, I've gone to eat by myself and I spend $100. Just on myself, you know?
Food is life.
And that's what I'm saying. So it's like, so I don't think twice about when I eat. You know what I mean?
For like me, that. I do. Uh-huh. But it's not on the money wise. It's a little bit. But it's more of the food choice. Because I hate so much when you spend money on food that's gross. Like, you just don't like, you're just like, you feel like a self of, like, failure. Like, I failed myself. I thought this was going to be good, yeah. And it wasn't. Uh-huh. You just spend money, uh-huh. And then you just, your day's, like, ruined.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, exactly.
It's ruined.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I always end up eating what I know, and I know I'm gonna like, and it's gonna be uh-huh. worth it. But then sometimes you're like, I want to try something new, but you're like, no, you're not gonna like it. You're just gonna spend so much money on it, and then you're gonna regret it, and yeah. You're just gonna feel like a big ass failure
for the rest of the day.
Well, you're probably gonna remember for the rest of your life. I spent money on that. That's not good.
No, but yeah, that's my thing. You know, like when it comes to eating or coffee or getting any drinks, I'm like, what's it called? Like, coffee now, drinks in general, like, what, $7 now? Like, a smoothie? Almost 10, a smoothie is, like, $7. And, like, I get one every day. And if I think about it, I'm like, I could have saved two of those and, like, bought myself a shirt that I'm going to be using every single, like, month, you know? And it's going to last me a while. Mm-hmm. So, like, that, you know? I also don't mind spending that much money. Oh, not so much spending, but a lot of my money, because I don't have, like, vices. Other than food? No, but, like, when I think of vices, I think of, like, alcohol, smoking, weed, I don't have those, so what I spend a lot of my money on is, like, concerts.
Oh, but that's fun. Right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so, like, or travel,
so, like,
yeah.
Or traveling, yeah. So that's where a lot of my money goes. If I think about it, I've been to quite a few concerts and traveling. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't mind. So that's why I'm, like, that's what I was asking you, like, What don't you mind spending your money on?
Honestly,
you don't have a category.
I don't mind spending money.
Oh, you don't mind spending.
And it's not because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna just go buy crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, no, because I sometimes,
you take
care, like,
of the priorities first, right?
Yeah, and sometimes, like, I don't buy anything, and I'll be like, next month I'll get it. Next month, because I work and I save money in a way, you know, but I kind of stop myself from spending or buying it, because I'm like, no, it's gonna be here, I'm gonna buy it next month. Like, it's stuff that, especially that I know that's gonna be there, like, it's always there. Like, for example, like makeup, it's always gonna be mm-hmm. there, so you know.
Unless
what I'll get
like
it next
a special
time.
Edition thing, right?
Yeah, but even then I think about it, and I always end up like not buying it. Mm-hmm. I always put stuff in my cart. And then I'll leave it there, and then be like, okay, like, I don't need this, I don't want it, I don't, and I just take it out.
So it's not just when you go to Ross, you do this online as well?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I'm just like, because sometimes I see sales, and I'm like, oh yeah, this, and then this, and then at the end, I'm like, do I really need it? Uh-huh. I already have all this, mm-hmm. so I just don't buy it. Before, I used to buy a lot of makeup, and like brushes and stuff like that, but then now because of the pandemic, I'm not really doing my makeup anymore, because I don't want to wear it under a mask.
Oh,
because it just gets like hot, and I don't want to smear stuff or break out. Ice.
Oh, you do.
I'd rather sleep.
Okay. If I'm so being honest, so it's not just because of the pandemic. Yes, she was blaming it. She was blaming it on the pandemic, but this bitch is just lazy. Yeah, she wants to sleep more.
Now, yes, because I'm going to sleep a little bit later. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but even like on the weekend, mm-hmm. it's like I don't even
does
do
makeup
my...
goes bad go bad.
Yes, but I don't care. Okay. Anyways. Yeah, it has a shelf life thing, but I don't really care.
Okay, What's it called? I was gonna ask you another question.
What?
What is the thing that you spend the most money on? If you feel comfortable. Oh, I know. I'm pretty sure I know.
What?
Your car.
Yeah. But other than your car. But like, I don't see it as like
spending money, because that's a necessity.
Yeah.
You need a car too.
I use it. Yeah. The most expensive thing that I've bought.
Yeah. And did you regret it?
Let me see.
Your VR? No,
that's not. No, I didn't buy it. Sergio, that one. That I bought, or like the most expensive that we have bought?
No, you.
Me.
I don't know. Well, oh no, you're a couple, so you're one. You're a married couple.
Well, first it'd be the car, but like I said, it's just something that I needed. Recently, I'm trying to see what is the
most. Not recently.
Okay. Well, like the boots, but you know, and then I've got the camera.
Oh, the camera.
Which is like $600-700.
Is that the most expensive thing you bought?
Recently.
Your Dyson?
But I returned it, so it doesn't really count. If I liked it, I would have kept it for sure. But I returned it, so I don't want to count it.
Your PC?
My computer, I'd say.
You don't regret that.
Hell no, brother. Nope. I've spent like on my keyboard. I have two mouse, like my mouse, the second mouse. Well, I got it on sale. Because it was pink and I wanted it.
Oh, okay. So you don't literally use both of those.
No. And it's like a wireless one. No, I just use one. And then I bought like my headphones. But this is stuff that like I didn't buy in all like one together because I should. No. I would be like, oh, I'll buy this month this. And that's what I do. Like something that's really expensive, I'll buy it 1 month. And then next month I'll be like, oh, maybe I'll get something. If not, like nothing. Like perfumes, I buy in like perfumes that are like $100, $120. I got one for like $100, like my YSL, my Yves Saint Laurent one. I got it for Christmas for myself, and it was like 20% off, so I got it. It was like over $100, I think $120.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never bought. So here's the thing: I've never bought in like really expensive perfumes until recently, and I'm like,
why? What changed?
Because I'm like, they smell good, and I'm old. Like.
I need to mature.
No, it's not that. It's more like my mom always taught me, you're working. So spend a little bit on yourself. Because when you die, you're not taking any of this material. So at least enjoy it a little bit. And she always taught me, like, don't go out and, like, buy them, like, five expensive things. Like, no, like, you know, pace yourself. And, like, I've never, ever bought in, like, a really expensive perfume. So I was like, it smells really good. One in particular was like Giorgio Armani one, and I was eyeballing it. I every time I would go to Ulta, I would smell. I'm like, oh, it smells so good. I really want it, but I never bought it because I would see the price. I'm like, oh, for perfume that much. Mm-hmm. But then I was just like, no, get it. Like, get it. Like, it's not you're gonna buy like 10 things. Mm-hmm. Like, get in. That's it. Like, that's your big purchase. And I got it, and I love it, and I smell it, and I wear it. Like, I don't.
You don't save it.
No, I wear it. That's the point. Like, why save it? So
perfumes also can go bad really quick. Also.
Yeah, and now I have at least three like high end that I bought. They're like over $100 kind of thing, perfumes. And then I have like my holy girl. Like, that's my scent. It's like a guess. Perfume. And that shit I buy it at Ross, and it's like $20, but it smells so good. Freaking good. And that one, igual, I use it, but yeah, like that thing recently, it was that, and I think that's about it. The coat.
No, most expensive.
That wasn't the most expensive. What?
My concert tickets to Beyonce the first time I saw her.
Oh.
That shit was $350. I didn't know any better. I told you, right? That I bought them online. So I learned that you're not supposed to buy tickets online. You're supposed to buy them at the box office because they're so much cheaper. But now with COVID, a lot of the box offices
are
closed. So you have to buy things online.
On Ticketmaster.
Yeah, and Ticketmaster's the double. Don't quote me on that. Put
that on your bio. Ticketmaster's the devil.
It's so crazy how expensive they are. Like,
all the fees.
I'm gonna go see. Knock on wood. If everything happens and she doesn't cancel, please do not cancel. I'm gonna post this after it happens, so I don't jinx it. But Charlie XCX is coming, and I was gonna buy a ticket, and I was on the pre-list, and then I was on the whatever pre-sale list and whatever. I couldn't get a ticket. What the hell is happening? Is it blinking? Is it me? Okay, so sorry, we got some technical difficulties. My point was that the ticket originally, guess how much it was? It was cheap. It was pretty cheap.
$60
$30 something, I think, $30 or $40. I think it was like that. I ended up buying it for like $120, $130.
Why?
Because I couldn't buy the first one. Like, they all sold out right away, and the one I could buy was the resale ones. You know that they do. It was like $120, so it was like almost three times. It was, yeah, three times as much. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I really want to go see her. And one of my coworkers, my friend, she wants to go. So she's like, come on, get it. And I'm like, okay, yes, I want to see her. I'm going to get it. But it was three times as much.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That really.
And then the other thing was, but this one, see, like, people, I don't know. I have conflicting feelings about this as well. Because I waste a lot of money when I travel. Because I do Airbnbs a lot as well. And you know how people say, spend money on experiences, not on things. I kind of agree with that, but I have a very forgetful memory. So, like, if you ask me, what did I do in New York that whole month that I was there? I can't remember that much. I really can't remember that much. So, like, I'm glad I took pictures, you know? Because sometimes when I look at the
pictures... There were some expensive pictures.
Yeah, because sometimes when I look over the pictures, I do remember a little bit, you know? But, like, if you told me right now, you know, like, what did I do?
Oh, then you know what? You know? Then mine would also be...
Your trip?
Hawaii. Yeah, my trip to Hawaii. Hopefully I get it.
Oh, recently. Oh, yeah.
Well, that the one that you booked. But even... It was cheap.
It was cheap.
But it... Like, it's still like a splurge.
Yeah.
In a way. Mm-hmm. But...
But you earned it. You work for it. I was gonna ask you though. You mentioned something earlier, and now I was gonna say, you mentioned food. When you buy some food and you don't like it and you feel like it's a waste of money, is there anything else though that you think is just a waste of money that you see a lot of people buy and you're like, why? I have one.
Shoes.
This bitch.
No,
with her 160
Doc Martens. No, when I say like but okay, so Yeezys? Hear me out.
Okay.
Like, these are like working boots.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like, they're just the material. But when I mean material, girl, I'm just kidding. No, but when I mean shoes, is like sneakerheads. And where like the shoe comes out, and the shoe obviously is like $90, which is okay.
Is it?
Some shoes, yeah, they're like, because of the resale, not resale,
so like Ticketmaster, like that
kind of thing, yeah, where people buy them and then they resell them for like over $200, and people are buying them, and I'm like, and then sometimes they don't, they don't wear them, they'll just have them there, or they'll wear them and they don't want to crease them, and it's like, why don't you want to crease them? Because they were expensive?
Yeah.
Why would you buy expensive shoes? Because of the trend? Because imagine if there was no resellers. They would wear the shit out of their shoes and then just repurchase them, right? Unless they don't make them anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna say some.
But it's just like mind boggling in which like there people like actually buy it from resellers and they're willing to spend that much money. It's just crazy. Or like, and it's and the thing here is, or like running shoes that are like $200 that I see, in which like okay, they're designated for you to run and waste them, but it's like $200. Or, like, shoes from, like a high-end fashion.
Like high heels?
No, just high-end, like Prada and, like, Gucci. You see shoes, and I'm, like... And I always, like, think about, like...
Oh, those Gucci flip-flops. That's a waste of money.
Yeah. Chanclas.
It's literally chanclas.
What are those?
What are those?
Those are not chanclas.
But yeah, I have a few things that I'm, like, what are people... Sunglasses. And earphones. And I think those two are because I feel like those are two easily losable things. Does that make sense? Easily losable. Like
you can lose them
easily. So like, for example, my earphones, the ones I currently have, they were like maybe $6 and I put them on the me olvidaron en los pantalones. So I washed them. They still work. You know, but I imagine if they were like, well, AirPods or Bose? ¿Cómo se dice? Bose? B-O-S-E? You know which brand I'm talking about, right? Those, what if they were something expensive like that, and I put them on the freaking wire, washer and dryer, and mixed it, right?
The wire.
The wire. And they don't work anymore. Or sunglasses, you know, like...
Cuando se te cae, or anything, like any little thing gets scratched. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like, for me, that is a waste of money. Because you can find cool-looking sunglasses...
For like $5.
Yeah, anywhere. You know? Earphones, I do get that there's a sound quality difference, you know? But, like, if I'm gonna lose them, or if I'm gonna, like, sleep with them on sometimes, or, like, you know, whatever, like, the point is... Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's a waste of money. You know what I mean? That and, like you said, like, expensive shoes, expensive ass, like, slippers, flippers. Flippers? Is that a word? Are you okay?
Flippers? Like, what the swim?
No, what are they called? Slippers?
Slippers. Okay,
I said it right the first time, didn't I?
You said chanclas and then you said flippers.
Slippers. Yeah.
Slides.
All those things. Crocs.
I love Crocs.
Like those things, I'm like, what the hell? Jewelry? Oh, jewelry también. I feel like that's a waste. Because, like, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
My $5,000 ring.
Really?
This one? Yeah.
Oh, that's your engagement ring.
My engagement ring.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, like, I don't know. Those things, I'm like, I don't see, like, the point in them, you know what I mean? Like why people buy them.
I like jewelry. Well, I can't wear cheap jewelry.
That's what I was gonna say.
I get like rashes on my neck. And like if I wear, well, not so much like bracelets, because this isn't, but it's like my neck and my ears. Like they get itchy and they get red if I
was gonna say that, yeah, like, and I shouldn't be talking this shit because like I'm almost in the way first-hand experience of like the fact that cheap jewelry, it's almost in the way it's sometimes detrimental. Because like, I think my ears, I never got like good
sterling silver or hypoallergenic.
Yeah, jewelry. Which is more expensive, right? I never got that, so like my ears never healed. I think I had them pierced for like 9 months almost, and they never healed. So I just one day just took them off. And now there's, like, no hole there. My eyebrow piercing, my body rejected it. I doubt it was sterling that you said.
I want to get a piercing, but I'm scared because of that.
Well, if you get a high-quality one, no?
Right, but the thing here...
Where do you want to get it?
What am I
know? Okay, and your nose, okay.
I wasn't going to say that publicly. Oh, my gosh, Ricky. Surprise, Sergio. I'm just kidding.
Ring the doorbell before you come in.
Oh, no.
Anyway, your nose?
Yeah, I wanted to do my nose, but because of that reason, like, I'm kind of scared. Uh-huh. And then I'm also scared, like, if I don't like it, I'm going to have a hole in my nose for the rest of my...
Or a bump, because sometimes people get bumps.
Okay, I'm not getting a piercing.
Just talked you out of it. Yeah, so those things. Yeah, maybe I should invest in the quality.
You said you want to get your septum, right?
But not anymore.
Why not? Because of that?
Yes. Because of that and because I blow my nose a lot.
What about a nose piercing?
I was thinking about it.
We should do
it. I was going to do it in Palm Springs. I was going to do something. Maybe that or the tattoo. I don't know. I'm going to cut this part off. But anyways, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I'm almost 30. Midlife crisis. No, what is it? Selling 30? 30 and flirty. 30 flirty. What is it? 30,
flirty, and thriving.
No, yeah, I was thinking of my nose.
Dad, I want to get a nose.
Yeah?
Okay, nose tattoo. A nose piercing. Yeah?
Let's go. That has to get be good quality.
Yeah. We need to talk to. But where do we go?
I don't know. We have to search it. Tell Sergio. No, not fucking Claire's. You know, oh my god, they can literally burst your card. I can't say that. Yeah. And that's where I got my ears pierced. I'm stupid.
We should be. Where? And I'm kind of tempted getting two. Like after one heals. Cool, and then another one on the same.
You should tell Sergio. He loves researching that stuff. To research it. If you want to, we can do it. The thing is, like, I don't want a stud. I want a hoop.
Me too. I want a hoop.
But you have to have a stud first. For, like, 3 months.
I don't mind.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, we're going to have...
Mask to cover.
Like, I don't want the little stud. Looks too girly.
I wonder if we can do two at the same
time. No.
So, I doubt it. Sophie's friend that lives in Houston, she's Austin. Austin. You met her.
Yeah.
She's a piercing.
Person. You know, I met a girl in Austin. She's a tattoo artist. She does amazing tattoos. My friend doesn't live in Austin anymore, but I was like, if I go visit her again, that's where I would go. I'll show you the tattoos. They're like really, really nice.
We should maybe plan a weekend
to Austin. Sorry for the rambling. We might cut some parts of this off. If it seems like an abrupt pickup, is because we had a side conversation. But I was going to ask you, what would you do if you won the lottery tomorrow? Like, what?
I thought about this so much. Oh, you did? Thank you for asking. Yes. Oh my God. I think about it all the time. Do I play the lottery? Of course not. I think it's a scam. But... I thought about if I won, even though I don't play.
you found the ticket.
Yeah, sure, why not? But it's because like we drive through the freeway and there's a sign saying like, "Oh, this is the price." There's like
oh yeah.
So I was seeing, I was like, "Man, what would I do with so much money?" Uh-huh. I don't play it, and I'm like beyond like you would never catch me paying, participating in those activities. Do you gamble? No.
Except, okay.
So, but I thought about it and I said, what would I do if I had, first of all, I would pay my parents' house for sure. For shizzle my nizzle, I would do that.
Okay, but that's.
Buy my dad a car for sure, because I know his dream car and, you know, he's working hard. So I would get him that. It's a truck, it's a Silverado.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he's always wanted
one. So not like a Bugatti or something. No. I don't even know what Bugatti is.
I don't know.
Is that Tosa Strudel?
So I would do that. Like, first, cater to my parents whatever it is they need. And then
hold a catering company, for her parents.
And then, after that, if I have any money, maybe buy a house.
Of course you would. Hey, you know what?
I don't know. Maybe my dad's house is so expensive. I don't know how much it is. So, you know what? And I'm saying, like, even if I just got the exact amount, that's, like if it's between, like, my dad's or my family's well-being to mine, I'll, like...
Oh my god, so selfless.
Yeah. But anyways, I would do that, and then that extra money.
Okay, for yourself. Buy a house. For yourself.
Buy a house.
No, but, okay, that's what everybody
buy
says.
Buy a house. Okay. Exactly. Buy an apartment complex.
So and I can rent it out.
Rent it out and make money. Okay. You got a business strategy. Probably. Then maybe get my dream car.
Which is?
A RAV4. It's not even a sports car. I've been eyeballing the RAVs for. I think they're really cool. Yeah, but anyways, And then Sergio get him a Tesla. He's wanted a Tesla. And then just invest, I guess. I'll give it to Sergio and have him invest in whatever he wants. And then just keep working.
You would keep working?
Yeah. I think, I would keep working.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I would. I wouldn't keep working.
I would, and then I'll probably retire early.
Because 2 years later.
No, it would. No, well, it's because, like, I don't know.
There's no, like, traveling you want to do? No, like, extravagant? Like, you don't want to buy an aquarium? You don't want to buy a zoo?
No.
You want to be Tiger King Part 2? Oh, no, that's already Part 2, huh?
Yeah.
Tiger King Part 3? No.
I'll probably maybe upgrade my whole computer and Sergio's.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Buy a big TV, maybe.
A big TV? This is not big enough?
Oh, that's big. But if you were like, what? You're not going to buy anything else? Then I'm like, oh, maybe. That's why I said maybe a bigger TV. Maybe buy Sergio the PS5. He doesn't even want it, but I'll.
But I have money of this.
I mean, I got money. If you want me to spend it.
If anybody noticed, this bitch never said give back to charity. Cancel her.
Oh, that's. Excuse me, but I won the lottery, not the charity.
Fuck them kids.
You said kids. I'm talking about other charities.
Fuck them dogs and cats.
Yeah. But anyways, charity. What did I give?
You know, I feel bad.
$5?
I feel bad that I don't feel bad. Does that make sense? I feel bad that I don't feel bad saying no to, do you want to round up for the...
No.
Yeah, I'm like, no. No, thank you. I say no, thank you.
Oh, thanks. I say no, not today.
I don't even add that today, because I know I'm going to say no every single time.
Same, so, but so they don't know no. me. Oh, I didn't come yesterday.
No?
So not today. And I say tomorrow. And then the
oh,
next
I just did yesterday.
Yeah, just say, oh, tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And
tomorrow, I'll give more. I'll make sure that my check is a little bit... It's 12:09 instead of what it was today, 12:19.
Yeah. I'll be like, on my next paycheck. Sorry. No, I'm just like, no, I'm okay. Thank you. Like, but charities?
But part of that is like, how much money does the charity get? It's been talked about how they don't get anything, basically, right? And it's also a tax write-off, I think, for the company that does that.
And I think for you, too.
For you, too? For me? Oh.
When you donate, I think. Yeah,
it has to be bigger than...
What would you do if you win the lottery?
Me? See,
Propose to Beyonce.
No. I would probably do something extravagant.
Befriend her.
Befriend her?
Be like, I'm rich.
I wouldn't want... See, the thing is, I feel like I'm too boring to be friends with somebody that famous. You know what I mean? You're supposed to think, no, Ricardo, you're not boring. This bitch. Okay. Oh, no. Anyways.
I'm just being a supportive friend. I'm supporting your ideas.
Anyways, I feel like I'm too boring to have like an extravagant, famous friend.
But then if you have that much money, you can be extravagant.
Maybe. That is true. And
what would you do?
I would probably buy like a celebrity's house.
Who's Beyonce's?
Maybe house? Beyonce's, yeah. Maybe.
And she's going to be you by yourself. Then, why do you want a big ass house?
Because I want to spread my...
You're calling yourself fat?
Yes, I am. Okay. I would buy like somebody... I would say, okay, let's say Beyonce's for this example.
Okay.
I would buy Beyonce's house. And then the whole terrain. Because I think the whole block. And stuff. You know, the neighbor's houses and all that. I would buy that too. Yeah, I don't want no neighbors.
Would you let me live there for free if I win the lottery?
If you win the lottery, you have your own mansion.
No,
already.
But I don't want a mansion.
I would maybe let you live at the end of the block. I still need my space.
I'll take it. I can buy a golf cart. I'm just kidding.
I would need my space. So I think that I would buy something, and I would want to live by myself. That's a big dream of mine.
But in a big living house?
Yeah, why not? Oh, and this is the thing. I would also buy like collectibles. So like I would buy somebody's Grammy if they're selling it, you know. I would buy somebody's Oscar if they're selling it.
You should work on getting your own.
No, because I'm not an actor yet. I told my friend once that I wanted to be a comedian as a joke. This bitch was very mean to me. She was like, are you fucking kidding? You're throwing your life away. I'm like, it was a joke. I would never make it as a comedian. I would never make it as an actor. Hells no.
That's so funny. Yeah,
it's like, oh my god, I love my friends. They're so supportive. I'm a boring person. Silence. Just a nod of agreement. This bitch.
I support you, Ricardo.
But yeah, I asked this question to you, but I never thought of the answer. So like, I'm on the spot. What do you think I would buy?
Clothes. Yeah.
I would buy a lot
travel,
of clothes.
Travel, for sure, travel.
I would travel. I would probably have homes in different places. Yeah.
New York would be one of them, for sure.
And like I said, this is already taking care of my family. Fatima did the boring stuff. I already had that out of the way, right? But like, things that are extravagant in my vicinity that I would do. Yeah, I would do that. Or maybe, have a big party, maybe.
You said big party. I was like, I would never do a party. I hate cleaning up. But then me thinking, like, exactly. And I didn't think about that. But I'm still like, nope. That means clean up. No way.
You don't have to clean up.
I know, but that's what I'm telling you. Even if I have so much money, I didn't even think about hiring people.
Okay, we can have the party at your house when I buy the block. and then I hire a cleaning crew.
And then I'll just live on the next house down.
Afterwards?
When they're done cleaning.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay.
When I like that plan.
You like that idea? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. What else would I do? Something extra. Like, I don't want to buy an exotic animal. No, that doesn't seem, like, cool. I'm scared of them.
Now, the thing here is with the lottery, I think there's, like, two options. Either you get the full amount, but then they take, like, certain percentage of it.
Taxes.
Or you get it, like, payments for, I don't know how long.
I don't care. I think, maybe the payments will be better. Because I hear a lot of people that win the lottery, they go back to living their own life. They just never know how to spend the money, and they splurge, and they...
Right, but then if you do the payments, you necessarily won't be able to
buy. That's what I'm saying.
Buy.
No, you just can't. You're not going to get, like, $100 a week. You're going to get, like, $1 million every single year, maybe. I'm thinking of the lottery, like, big-ass money.
Yeah. I think I'll just take the money. All of it.
All of it at once?
Yeah. And just put it in my bank account. Mm-hmm. And then just invest.
That's what you say. That's what everybody says, but they don't know how to do that.
Like I said, Sergio can do it for me.
Okay, okay. Who says you'll be with Sergio? If you could have, what's his name? J Balvin with
You know what? J Balvin has a kid already. Oh, really? I don't want that. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a random kid? He's not married? He's not married?
I don't think he's married, but he has a baby mom.
Really? What? J Balvin?
Yeah. Oh. Anyways,
with that much money, you can take care of his kid.
Hell no.
No? Okay. Just one kid. Come on. No? Okay. No. Anyways. Really?
Really.
So if you were single, you wouldn't date a person with kids?
No. Oh my God.
Really? Are you serious? Not even if the mom is dead? And he's a single parent?
No. It's not for the kids, it's just that in that scenario, it's like maybe the wife or the mom was the love of his life. Like, there's no comparison. Okay, after
they were
that.
Separate before. No, they were separate. So they were separate and she died after they were separated. Well, they were never together.
I think it's just too much drama.
She's not alive. She's dead.
No, but, like, the kids, like, I'm never going to replace their parent that they lost.
Damn.
And I don't want them to think that I'm there to replace. And it's just too much.
But it's not so much to replace. It's more, like, to provide another adult in their life. Oh, my God. You learn something new every day. This bitch is cold-hearted. No? Okay. So J Balvin is out of the picture.
And I'm not saying
all
like
it took was having a kid. Not the fact that he's a famous person.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't think about that stuff because I'm with Sergio.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm like, would I? Maybe not. It just it depends on the situation.
Okay.
But anyways.
If we go back to the topic of money, which was securing the bag, sis, would... How important do you think it is having a similar mentality in how to spend money in a relationship?
What do you mean?
Like, because a lot of times they say, you know, like, the biggest downfall to marriages is money issues, right?
Uh-huh.
So how important do you think it is having, like, a similar goals?
I think it's important because at the end of the day, both need to be on the same page. So that both can be progressive together, as if opposed to, like, one is, like, they have their own goals and the other one has something completely different, then it's, like, both parties are going to be, like, well, you're not meeting my needs, so it's just not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And when people's, like, money is not important in a relationship, yes, it is.
So that's what I'm asking, probably.
I say it is important because it's just, well, everyone's well-being at the end of the day. You ensuring that you have a quality life, and I'm not saying, like, you need to have the best of the best, but it's just, it is a good life to be in, and you feel safe and secure.
And, like, not having to worry.
Exactly. Like, financial being, what is it called? financial
security.
Security that even though like you don't have to make millions and millions, but you know that you know you're set, you're okay, you're managing, you're doing mm-hmm. everything, you're on time, you still have a little bit of money and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. And that just brings peace of mind in the relationship because then you don't have to be like, you're not making enough money, you're not working enough, or you're mm-hmm. spending too much, and that's just where stuff's...
What, was that a conversation that you guys had early on in the relationship? And was it a hard conversation to have or no?
No, because since we both work, mm-hmm. like, I make sure my stuff is paid, he makes sure his stuff is paid.
But now you're one.
Yeah, but even then. Even then. Like, I have, like... I pay, like, the phone bill, uh-huh. and I pay the car bill, and, like, my own telephone personal, and then my own personal, like, credit card statements uh-huh. and stuff, so I pay that uh-huh. off, and then, like, if I want something, I don't have to, like, hey, Sergio, can you give me some money so I can spend, like, no, like, I'll uh-huh. buy it whenever I want, and same with him, you know, uh-huh. and then I send him money to, like, help out with rent and stuff. Uh-huh. But I tell him, like, hey, you know, like, I usually send him money to help out with the rent and stuff, but mm-hmm. both of us are...
But I was saying before that, like, before you guys were married, like, was it a conversation? Was it a conversation at all, or it was more like a mutual understanding?
I think that make sense? I think we had a conversation, mm-hmm. but it just turned into, like, a mutual understanding, and, like, both of us are on top of things, you know? So...
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's a tricky part. Like when you, not you, but like in general, when people get in relationships, mm-hmm. I feel like finding somebody like that has the same mentality as you, and I don't mean exactly same, you know, but like has the same mentality in the sense of like what their goals are, like how they plan on spending money, and also how much they're mm-hmm. willing to contribute also, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, is it easier if they have, we're talking about people having two jobs, right? Each person having a job. Mm-hmm. Is it easier when they have similar paying jobs, or is it easier when somebody has like a very different high paying job than the other? You
know? Well, it depends when you say similar, like minimum wage.
No, like because imagine if you both have similar paying jobs. Imagine if two people both are being paid the same, right? It would be relatively easy to split things down the middle.
Right. Right? Yeah, agreed.
But if somebody makes, and I'm going the extreme, and somebody makes $50,000 or $100,000 more than the other person, do people still expect to go down the middle? You know what I mean? And it's also one of those things where, like, do people still expect to go down the middle? Or what if the person that is making the $100,000 or the $15,000 more than the other one, it's not even like that, I don't want to say hard of a job, but it's not laborious. You know what I mean? Like, what if the person that's earning the less, it's actually super tired all the time, you know, like all that, and the what they can contribute is less money-wise, you know?
Yeah.
But their effort is still more than the person that's making more. Does it make sense?
No, I understand where you're coming from.
Like, does that make sense?
But also, like, in some relationships, it's like, I'll provide because mm-hmm. they can't provide. And the only thing they want in return is, like, the home to be mm-hmm. taken care of. And people are... Nowadays, it's really hard to see that. You know, because nowadays, it's like...
Two people need to work. Yeah.
People need to work to, mm-hmm. like, make it out. But... That can also be a possibility.
And because also one of those things where, like, is it always expected for the person that's earning less to pick up more of the home duty jobs? You know what I mean?
I think it's something that just the person itself feels, mm-hmm. I want to say maybe guilty. They're they're making more money. Like, what am I bringing to the table? Because mm-hmm. I work, but I'm not bringing as much. So mm-hmm. let me go ahead and do a little bit
more. Do all the dishes, do all the cooking, do all the washing. Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, it's just all about, like, communicating and be like, okay, what is it? Like, are you okay with me not doing it? Or do you want me to do it, but saying I'm okay with doing it?
And it's from couple to couple. Not every single couple is going to be different.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I don't know how we got to this. But that was the episode, right? Mm-hmm. Securing the bags?
Secure the bags!
Remember when you kept saying that? And Byron kept getting mad. Oh my god, where did we get? Oh, wait, from Kim Petras, right? Kim
Secure the bags. Secure the bags. And we never secured the bags.
She never threw the bag to us. Even though we were super close.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a fun concert. Kim Petras. My coconuts.
You can put them in your mouth.
Anyways,
it's so funny because what? That song is so summer. She bent it for yes, now bitch, winter. Yeah. I'm like,
winter? Okay. Coconuts? No.
Margaritas? No. Margaritas? Margaritas. There you go. And I was like, okay.
Margaritas. Yeah, she's out of it. Anyways, thank you for listening. This was what?
Interrupted Rambling.
Where can they follow us?
You guys can follow us on Instagram, which is Interrupted Rambling, and both of our Instagram handles are linked onto that bio and also on our Twitter, and that's Interrupted Ram.
And listen to us on your favorite podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Follow us, rate us, subscribe, support us. You can become like a supporter, right?
Yeah.
And donate if you want. And then until next one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Coconut.